Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, April 24th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Amsterdam, Netherlands. Earlier this week, I mentioned Microsoft's Security Intelligence Report. Today, Russ McRee wrote a little summary from his point of view of this report as a diary. Of course, the Microsoft report focuses heavily on sort of the home user mass malware. And a little bit of a contrast, we now have also today's Verizon's threat report. The Verizon threat report is focusing on data breaches and really more sort of larger companies that are involved in these data breaches. There are a couple of sort of interesting summaries here from these reports. For example, 37%, according to Verizon, of the victims are financial organizations. In kind, that's somewhat profiling also, of course, Verizon customers that are being affected here and that are contributing to these reports, which are typically larger organizations. 92% of the attacks come from the outside. That's always a big debate, of course. 14% are committed by insiders. This adds up to more than 100% because sometimes outsiders and insiders are cooperating to launch an attack. Now I want to focus here on one of the numbers, and that's that 76% of these breaches exploited weak or stolen credentials. So really, authentication is becoming a huge issue here, something that should be fixable. And then another kind of number that surprised me was that 35% of the breaches that are covered in this report do actually involve a physical component. In particular, one problem that is being pointed out here is the continued use of skimmers. Skimmers are these credit card readers that are being added to legitimate point of sales devices. And what the report points out that frequently the entire device is swapped. So it's not that a skimmer is being sort of glued on, as we have sometimes seen it with ATMs, but instead the point of sale device is swapped for one that actually includes essentially a modified version of the device that then copies the data to the attacker. The majority of the attacks that are covered in the Verizon report are opportunistic attacks. So these are essentially attacks where an attacker is just scanning various systems until they find a weak one. In addition, we do have 25% of targeted attacks. Targeted, of course, means that the victim was specifically chosen and then an effort was launched to find a weakness within that company's or that organization's network. So my takeaway here is that a lot of these attacks are really just exploiting easy, low-hanging kind of vulnerabilities, and good network hygiene protocols, like for example the 20 credit controls, should substantially help with the vast majority of these attacks. And imagine that Java is still vulnerable. In a post to the full disclosure mailing list, a researcher working for Security Explorations was releasing some details about their vendor disclosure. Turns out that they did notify Oracle about a year ago in April 2012 of this particular flaw, and as of yet, it has not been patched. This flaw could lead to a complete Java sandbox bypass, which of course puts it up in line with all the other serious flaws in Java that got recently patched. Well, but Adam, the researcher that posted the note, also noted that in order to exploit this flaw, based on the changes Oracle made to how Java applets are run, the user does have to explicitly allow this particular applet to run in order to get exploited. And since I am in Amsterdam this week, I have to mention a Twitter attack that apparently is targeting Dutch Twitter users. Turns out this is financial malware, really, but in order to spread itself, it then also takes over the infected user's Twitter account and posts malicious links on behalf of the user. The tweets are sent in Dutch, and they do refer to some current political events here in the Netherlands, and then include a link that will trick the user to visit a malicious website. Well, that is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.